Williams. Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 8 with your hosts, Brian and
Jake.
Hey, why are you clapping?
I was welcoming the people.
Oh, yes. Welcome to the people that can't see us. And our $2 that we've made.
$2. We've made $2, so thank you all. Let's give a round of applause to the people who...
Thank you for everyone that listens.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Cheers. Cheers, brother. To all my spiders.
To all the spiders out
there. All the spiders out there, especially Nico Thurston.
Man, it's great to be back in the studio and...
it's been a while.
Building.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
That song just gets me
feeling. I'm sorry. I know we haven't even started yet, but I feel like when you say it's been a while and then you don't sing it, it's weird,
it's been
right?
A while.
When you hear people and they're like, hey, it's been a while, and you're like, it's been a while.
It's like, you're just like...
You're holding
like
back.
Under your breath.
You're holding back because...
someone you don't actually know yet.
Yeah, it's like at work. It's like, I just started. I can't be too weird
right.
yet. Because if I'm too weird, they're going to think I'm weird.
And you can't have that happen too early. Like, if you're like, a few months in and then you start being weird, totally fine.
That's
like
acceptable.
Right off the bat.
You got to earn your weirdness. See,
weird.
I'm very... Right now, I'm at that stage where it's so new in my job... that I can't be that weird yet because
right.
I long for that moment because then I can just start doing weird noises and just like say weird shit and they're like, that's his Brian.
Yeah.
Like when people first meet me, it's either two options. They either think I'm a dick or they think I am a dick.
Yeah.
I am a really big dick. But if you don't know me, you're going to be like, that guy sucks.
Right.
Like if I go up to you and like we're hanging out and I'm like, yeah, whatever, loser. And I'm like, I just seem so bitter and terrible at life. You know
right.
what I mean? But, like, people assume that.
Right.
Or, like, I'm just very sarcastic. So, like, there's someone...
Well, it's like, what do you play on the first meeting of someone? Do you play the nice guy? They're like, oh, who, me, kind of, Brian? Or do you play, like, the, like...
Who stole the cookies from the cookie jar?
Yeah.
Who, me?
Exactly.
Yeah, I turn in the Mickey Mouse. Don't be scared. Be my friend. You want everyone
That's
to
creepy.
Be your friend.
Yeah.
But not in a weird way. You're just like, hey, want to go to lunch?
Yeah.
And then you just hope you just go to lunch. And then you have that weird friend date.
Right.
You have that weird coworker thing
where
it's
you're
like
want to know a few things about them.
Yeah, it's like, so what do you like doing outside of work? And then you start talking about that. And then you're like, you hope to God it's something that you like doing too.
Right.
Because if not, they're
just
like,
one thing.
I carve wooden spoons. And you're
right.
like, oh, I don't want to hang out with you. You carve wooden spoons.
Well, if they give you a free spoon, though, that'd be kind of cool.
But it's,
I think it would be worth it.
But no, it's just, the whole thing is right away. You can tell who you're going to mess with at work.
Right.
Like, you can automatically
have
that relationship of saying that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But going back to the very first subject of, it's been a while. If you don't do that after, you're not my friend.
Right.
I can't fuck with you.
If there's a song lyric that you just said, and it's a catchy one, you have to repeat it after, in the song version.
But when you say it's been a while, and then if you, like, hear someone say, it's been a while, you're
right.
like, whoa, who is that?
I get you.
That's me.
That's me.
That's the guy.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. But yeah, you can't come on too strong.
No.
Of being a weirdo.
No.
You gotta earn the weirdo-ness. And I miss that. I go insane because I'm normal Brian.
Right.
Out in the work
world.
Because
you just started. What kind of
I just
on your new
started.
Job?
I just started.
Yeah.
So I can't
you're a
be.
Brand new boy.
I'm a new boy. I'm a
brand
new boy. I'm Pinocchio. You know, I'm scared of everything. And then when I start getting comfortable with them, then I'm like, yo, what's good?
Right.
I can like literally say whatever I want and do weird shit.
They're like, oh, it's just Brian. Don't worry.
Yeah, like classic.
Yeah.
But then if I like go up to you and I just meet you.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like really weird.
Right.
I can't be
That's
weird.
That's the same with me. I mean, I feel like at work I have to just like, not have to, but I have to like just like tone it down. Because if I go to work and I'm my usual self, they're like, what is this loser doing? Like, he's just a freak.
Who the fuck are you?
Wearing overalls
and
tie-dye shirts.
Who the fuck are y'all and what are you doing? You know that Drake song?
No.
What? You know that Drake song? Who the fuck are y'all?
Say it again.
Who the fuck are y'all? What are you doing? You know that song?
Is that Forever?
Yeah, dude.
Okay. Never with like a million people on it?
Who the fuck
It was like
a
basketball team
was
on
it. DJ Khalid. And then he doesn't do anything. He just yells.
Right.
Another one. That's it. And then, like, you'll be like, oh, cool, DJ Khaled, when is he going to come on and, like, sing? And it's like, never. He just said that. But it's like, when it's in your headphones, it's like, it's not the one. And you're like, whoa, where'd that come from? And you're like, that was it.
It's gone. But AKA DJ Khaled.
But then you're like, where is he? Is he going to, like, show up in the song?
Right.
So I would always say, who the fuck are y'all? And what are you doing?
And then it was like Kanye West and Big Sean and Eminem and Lil Wayne and...
Oh, yeah, it was like an 8-minute song. Yeah. It was an 8-minute song, and you're like, okay, cool, it's gonna be done. And then, like, Lil Wayne comes on out of nowhere, and you're like, oh my god, there's like 2 minutes left.
It's all of the top rappers.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
And the whole video is about LeBron James.
Yeah, dope.
Cool.
I didn't watch the music video.
Oh, we watched it before.
It's been a while since I've seen music videos.
Yeah. We do go on tears of watching music videos.
We definitely do.
We're like, oh, I remember this one time. We were supposed to go out to meet your friends
for
drinks.
Oh, we were supposed to go to Wideout.
Yeah, for a party.
Wait, no. No. What was that? What was that? Was that your workplace? What was that?
I don't know, actually.
Have you ever said that?
It was the San Francisco Jake, maybe.
Oh, yeah, the fun Jake.
I'm pulling him out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Someone goes to San Francisco for a week, and I'm back for San Francisco Jake. Where have you been?
Different times.
Different times calls for desperate measures.
Right.
Exactly. I don't know what that means, but it's okay. So we have a great show.
Yes.
We have a great show tonight.
Here, want to start off with some gummies? We have a
gummy
tray right now.
Thank you. I'm good. We have frogs, I've never had a frog before, but it's just like blue. No, I had it earlier, but before this night. And then it's just like the blue gummy sharks. They all taste exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the frogs taste like green apple.
Yeah, it's a little greeny apple. Excuse me?
But
it's family
like
time? It's family time?
Yes.
It's family time?
I've got some that I need to show you.
Mmm, gummy.
There we go.
We
got our soundboard now.
What's that?
And so we have a soundboard for the podcast. I bought one for us.
Oh. Bam, 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 bam. It sounds like a fart machine.
Yeah, it's you. And there's me. That's all we have on our soundboard so far.
I don't think we need a soundboard for that. I think we can just do it.
Oh. But I want a soundboard. We talked about it before.
We will, yeah, eventually down the road.
Like the Napoleon Dynamite soundboard.
Ooh.
But of our sayings.
Remember, like, E-Bomb's World when you had, like, the prank calls?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger? Mm-hmm. And then you would only have, like, the same 4 things?
We talked about this before.
Yeah. My cookies?
My cookies.
We're talking about it again.
Oh,
so what do we have on the agenda for tonight?
Well, this one thing happened before we even came here. We have to get a nice cerveza and gummies. That's a classic snack, right? Are you scared of the gummies?
No, I'm just like nervous for tomorrow because I'm old now. So I'll have gummies and I'll have that tall can. And I'll be like, oh, my head. At 6 in the morning. That's what I'm worried about right now.
And your cavities. Because you're going to get cavities from eating these 3
gummy worms. I got that dental, baby. I got that Delta Dental. What's good? What's good, mother?
They do, like, coat your teeth with, like, a gummy, like, cover,
oh.
Like, paste, though.
Yeah. So good.
So, when we were in there getting cerveza and some gummies.
Why are you saying it like that?
Cerveza.
Hey, give me that cerveza.
It's like I'm from Texas.
Hey,
I want to raise the place.
You come over here, you give me the cerveza with the gummies, all right? Like, I turned into, like, 3 characters.
Yeah, you did.
I was like an Italian dad.
That was just morphing.
Yeah.
Like a roly-poly.
I was like, it's been a while! And I was coming out of my shell, because that's what's going to happen at work one day.
You're just going to emerge?
Yeah.
Nice, Brian, and there's the freak, Brian.
Here we go! And I just crawl out like an alien.
Like alien.
Hey!
Oh my god.
I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. Because it's so weird with that. I'm sorry. Bringing it up again, because that's just what's on my mind. Cavity time. And then so, Jake just had a gummy.
One more gummy.
One more. Trolley bright color.
Lydia,
tropical.
First of all, this plaid pants has the slowest service I've ever experienced for a convenience store.
That guy's like my bud, but he's not my bud.
He just feels like he doesn't care. He's like, whatever. But he just goes,
he's been there for like
beep.
2 years.
Beep. ID?
He was a robot.
He
was
like
Literally.
Is there like a crank that can crank you up and get you going faster?
He was like a puppet out of Small World. He just kept on doing the same thing.
He was like Pinocchio's grandpa or whatever he was.
Geppetto. How do you forget
Geppetto? No, the guy who took Pinocchio.
Yeah.
The scary guy.
Oh, that's the guy that's in charge of that fucking Pleasure Island.
Yeah.
That guy was terrifying. He was scary. Like a big old rope. He was gonna get ya.
Yeah.
That movie's fucked up.
That movie is fucked up.
Have you seen it recently?
No.
It's weird.
Because I need to rewatch
it. It's like, what, in the 50s or something?
Yeah, it's super
And everything
older
is
ones.
Totally fine.
Right.
And then so you watch it, and it's like instant Disney classic. It's in the vault. And then so there's this scene in Pinocchio where Pinocchio goes to Pleasure Island, and then all the kids are turning into fucking donkeys. It's a fucking donkey.
Donkey?
Hey, donkey.
It's a donkey.
Hey, donkey.
Hey,
Shrek.
Here.
Onions.
Here.
1950 layers. So, they're in this room. Mm-hmm. And so, Pinocchio is like I think he's a boy at this time.
Right. Welcome back to
he's a little boy.
Our Disney special.
Disney Vault.
Disney
What's
Vault.
Good? Disney Plus, $6.99. What's good? Every month. Ever since Mandalorian's done, everyone's canceling. So, watch the movie. It's fucked up.
Okay.
So, he's a little boy. A wee little boy. Donkey.
I think people have seen Pinocchio.
I'm just painting a picture.
But we just need the guy.
I'm painting a picture.
Because he's behind the cash register, giving you a lot
but
of tickets.
But now I'm in Pinocchio. We're already in Pinocchio.
Guardetto Geppetto.
Pinocchio! You know what he yells?
Yeah.
That whale. Terrifying. So anyways, the scene's fucked up. So he smokes the cigar. Like,
right.
They smoke a cigar, and then he turns green, and he's like, I'm gonna throw up! And you're like, okay, I see what you did there, Walt Disney. You were like, hey, I'm a child, let's smoke this cigar, and then afterwards, we're gonna throw up, because it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And that's what it taught me, where I was like, yeah, cigars do taste like butthole.
Right.
Like, they're gross. And if I had one now, I would still do the same exact thing, where I would turn green and throw up.
I've only had one in my life.
They're gross.
It was okay.
It's like sucking on a really big, big, big dick. That's what it is. And there's no taste. It's like smoking a log. You're like, what is this? And it's wet. You're like, what?
Yeah, I bought one for like $15. And it's at my house, but I just don't know when to do it.
But yeah, when
do you just
enjoy
walk down
it?
The street
do
and
people enjoy
have a
it?
Cigar before work?
No, you need like a fur coat to do that.
Right.
Like, you can't just walk across the street. I'm having a cigar. It's Tuesday.
It's not even like you get home from work like, I'll have a cigarette, or I'll have a beer, or I'll have like a joint.
It's like
no,
12
I'm having
cigarettes.
A cigar.
It's like having a pack of smokes in your mouth at once. And you're like, don't you dare breathe in. You're like, what do I do with it?
Like, what am I doing then?
You puff it, and you're like, that's it. You're literally smoking
you just, like, taste it
a
like
Lincoln
a
Log Cabin toy wet. That's
like,
what you're smoking.
Just dipped in water?
It's disgusting. Yeah, it's just like, what, is this working? And then you're, like, you suck it so hard that you're like, I guess this is fun. Do you ever see anyone enjoying a cigar?
I saw a
Unless
guy was walking
down
the street smoking it one time, and I was like, that just doesn't, it's not the right place
The only way you could do that if you're, like, a villain.
Yeah.
Or if
like
you're...
the guy in Pinocchio.
Yeah, that guy was terrifying. Or if you're, like, just really old.
Right.
And don't care. Like, you wear, like, a whole Adidas tracksuit with, like, a gold chain and slippers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I smoke a cigar.
And sunglasses.
And sunglasses. Gonna go to 7-Eleven to buy more smokes.
Right.
Only person that can do that. And you're fine, because you're that person.
Speaking of going to the store and buying smokes, the person in front of us, do you see what
Pinocchio!
They had the Guardetto Geppetto.
They got Geppetto. So he got the cigarellos.
And the lady also got four White Claws.
Tall cans.
Cause like
tall claws. They got the tall claws.
What, two was like good and three would be like, okay, I'm feeling
That's
pretty
so
tipsy.
So much. Even if I had three normal White Claws, like a 12-ouncer.
Right, exactly.
Oh, girl.
But that's not all. Because she also bought what, Brad?
She bought four Locos.
So eight
And they're
loco.
Like the red ones.
What's 16 Loco, dude?
Hey, you trying to get 8 Loco
dude.
With my Tall Claws?
Like, I'm okay with one Loco between two people. Minimum.
Yeah.
Like, maybe three, maybe four. You can split that between a lot of people. Four Locos? 16
I mean,
Loco.
I feel like Loco quad? I feel a like...
quad loco.
Quad loco. Are you trying to get quad loco tonight?
Quad
loco. Tall quads? Why like is that sound so hard to say?
I'm glad that they don't have
say
caffeine.
Tall
quads. Wait,
what? Say tall.
Tall.
And then say claws.
Claws.
So say it together.
Tall claws. Wait,
yeah, you're like tall claws. Yeah, you can't
your
say
your throat like tightens up.
Tall claws. Yeah, I cringe. Tall claws.
Dude, my throat closes up.
Dude, I feel like Geppetto.
Say it slow.
Tall claws.
Okay, now fast.
Tall claws. Yeah, like, eh. I feel like I'm allergic to bananas and I ate a banana and then my throat closed when you say that. It's weird. That was a weird feeling.
So... quad loco and toklos. Like,
sounds like a German chocolate. Toklos.
Yeah, you start getting the...
toklos. Like, so, yeah, she was going crazy tonight. It's yeah. A lot better than what we're doing.
We have gummy worms.
We have trolley bright colors. I can't do it now. I can't
it's
do
gonna
cloth.
Get you out.
It's going to, like, soak it up.
Toklos. Toklos.
Toklos. But, anyways, stay away from
that's
Pleasure
a,
Island.
That's
all I got to say.
Oh, man.
How's
salting.
Gums?
That's good.
How's your gummies?
Woo! So, Brian's got this strange relationship with my dad.
I don't know what it is. Like, we have, like, a weird relationship where, like, he's, like, my older brother.
Yeah.
And then, like, Jake's, like, my friend. But, like, your dad doesn't seem like a dad. He always just seems
right.
like your older brother by, like, 10 years. And you're mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah. Jake has, that's his dad. Not his brother. Like, I always feel like that.
Right.
And so, like, for some weird reason, I feel like, because, so every time that we would all hang out,
mm-hmm.
so it would be you, your dad, and me.
Like a Giants game or something.
At a Giants game.
Yeah.
And then it was always, like, someone else there
mm-hmm.
as well. And I would always end up, like, you guys would talk about sports. And then I would just, like, turn to, like, our other person, and I was just like, I'm just going to talk to you the rest of the night. Like,
yeah.
That's why it's, like, I feel like I can hang out with, like, you guys with your dad and then someone else, and then you guys talk about sports, and then me and the other person are like, all
right,
cool. We're
yeah.
just here.
Right.
But
then when you do have the interactions with my dad.
When I do have the interactions, they're great.
Yeah, it's just, like, they hate each other.
Yeah, it's very strange. Your dad will remind me of putting me in, like, a headlock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giving
so,
a swirly. Or a noogie.
What happened, we were in the car and you were like FaceTiming your dad, and then like he said something to me.
Yeah, it was like, oh, is Brian there? Is he still like Brian on the side of the call?
Yeah,
like, tell that motherfucker to fuck off. And Brian's like, what did I do?
I didn't do anything. I mean, sure, I was at like the rooftop and I was like, but no girl! And then like he's like, what? That didn't make any sense. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't be weird with you because we're coworkers
right.
for the first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
No, then he'd be like, what's up, Brian?
What if I just bust open the door tomorrow and I'm like, hey y'all, you guys know what Pleasure Island? You guys know Pleasure Island? Place is fucked up. But no girl! And then like they're like, what is wrong with this guy? This guy
oh,
is so weird. But
yeah.
if you get to know me,
it's a regular old
I'm an
Brian.
I'm
just
an a
asshole.
Dick.
You are.
So yeah, we have a fun relationship. I always feel like he's
yeah.
gonna beat me up.
Right.
But he loves me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you a kiss after, but he'll beat you up.
That's me blowing kisses for your dad.
Mamma
mia. 18.
18.
Was 18 dummy.
18
we go
dummy?
18 dummy. Remember that song? Song slap.
No, I don't actually.
It's been a while since Jake's listened to that song. So.
Now it's just
his
mouthboard.
Yeah, now it's us being weird because I'm unleashing my weirdness
right.
onto my friends
because
that know me.
We have been getting to know you for 7 episodes.
Because
it's episode 8.
Episode 8.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Last Jedi, but that movie didn't count.
Yeah.
So we're not
out.
Last Jedi? Question.
No, we're like friends now. Like we got past that awkward stage of so I like watching football and like IPAs.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's hang out.
I guess
at a bar watch football and have beers.
Yeah. Bare minimum.
Now we're more me and you are more or us and you guys are more like, hey, wanna come over and play Smash Brothers? and smoke a joint and talk about weird shit. Cool.
Cool. We're buddies. I just got an email.
We're buddies now. Oh, Mr. Popular.
An email. He was going to email me at this time. You know what hour it is? 8:48 p.m. on a Wednesday? You can't email me. How dare you?
Was it a newsletter?
How dare you? No, it was a school board. How dare you? Board? Yeah. They're like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Yeah, it's 8:48. It's a Wednesday.
It's early night.
It's early night, but I'm old now. And
no
I
more
go to
PTA
bed.
Meetings for me.
No more. Not today.
So at PTA meetings, do you just go there and like learn about like what the kids are doing, or is it like an issue going on?
I think you just learn about what the fuck's going on. I remember, what was the point of, okay, so do you remember teacher parent night?
Yes.
Do you remember that? What did you do when your parents were talking to the teacher? Were you just playing? You were just playing on
no,
the playground.
No, I was at home for like an hour.
Really? They took me. They took me!
They like left me at home. They made me mac and cheese with hot dogs in it. Like that slappy slap. And then they just like left me for like an hour to watch like a movie.
How old were you?
I was probably like maybe 10 or something like that.
They just left you alone?
Yeah.
What?
It's only an hour long,
at
so.
10? Are you insane?
Well, I have my sister. Well, maybe not, you're not 10.
I want to say like 12.
Maybe
I
12.
Think 12 is the appropriate age because 10 years old for an hour?
Yeah,
you don't know what
my sister
you could
was, is 5 years younger. So.
Yeah, you're going to fall down the stairs or something. You're like, you're
why we didn't have stairs?
Oh. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Living in the slow lane over there. Didn't get stairs to my apartment.
But even like one step up.
Oh, you didn't have a step up?
No.
Why was that step up so important? If you had like a two step and it was like, ooh, cool, living room. Yeah, you're like, ooh. It was automatic luxury.
Right.
Step two down, what's good?
Did you have stairs?
I had stairs. Yeah, I had stairs when I was like, I think it was the bachelor pad. It was me. I was 13, my brother was 16, and my dad was like 40 some, like 50, you know, like something like that. And I don't know. So like, it was a bachelor pad, and we had stairs. And so we had all these stairs, but they curved. So it was like stairs, flat, and then stairs, like that, like a little flat area, right?
Oh, weird.
It was weird. And then so what we did is we just threw all of our dirty clothes down the stairs. And so we just threw all these clothes down the stairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Threw them down, and then we're like, yeah, whatever, we're all boys, and threw underwear and dirty shit.
We're all boys.
All with the stairs were, and that was our hamper. Like, we had hampers, but we didn't use the hampers, we used the stairs.
Obviously.
Clearly, that makes sense. And then if you go to someone's house today, and you see that, you're like, you gonna do laundry? They're like, no! And you're like, fuck is wrong with you? Like, that's weird. Like, I don't understand why we left the laundry there. It was gross.
Yeah.
And it was just, my dad.
It's a bachelor pad. A
bachelor paradise.
But just boys.
Just boys. 16 and 13, and my dad.
Is there, like, you know how there's, like, girl shows like the Kardashians where it's just, like, drama in the house and stuff?
Yeah.
Why isn't there a guy's one? I was like, bachelor pad, 7 bachelors on the island.
Because you're not going to want to watch that.
In Miami.
You're not going to want to watch
it. Like Jersey Shore, but it's just like, the dudes, and we're going to that party and having brewskis.
I feel like it would just be like a bad message.
Burgers every night of the week.
Like, it should be like, it should be like a real life person that just goes to Chili's, and then they just like, hang out and watch video games.
There's just like one bachelor.
One bachelor. The bachelor.
Hanging out, playing Call of Duty, and eating mac and cheese with salsa in it.
Because no one's going to watch that, because you know why? Because everyone does that.
Because they already know what it
everyone
is.
Everyone already knows. So you don't need a show.
That's
imagine
what I do.
Imagine the pitch. Hey, I got this great idea. You ready? You go to NBC. I got it. And then he's like, what's your idea? We're going to follow this guy that's really sad and depressing, and then we're going to film him, and he's going to watch the Nature Channel eating DiGiorno. You know how nice that is? That's every night for me.
Because
I love that. Everyone does. No one's going to admit, I do that. Like, it's sad. Like, they'll literally have, like, a bag of cookies.
Right.
And then go to sleep. And you're like, that was my night? Cool. Like, everyone's had a normal night like that.
Yeah. I feel like even, like, cooking fancy for, like, a bachelor is like, all right, I'm going to get pasta and salsa and chili beans.
I got the garlic bread.
Taco pasta garlic bread. You're like, wait, what?
And to drink some Coors Light.
Right.
You're like, all right.
That sounds disgusting, but also, I'd eat it.
Also, I've done it.
Yeah.
I've lived it.
Right?
I know. I know. So, looks like we're about halftime now.
Halftime. So, we have a great show for you at halftime. It's called NAD. Enjoy.
Welcome back.
Heyo.
Welcome back to part two.
I'm adjusting my...
Bam, 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 bam.
That's what we need.
Yep. Intro.
Just get an air horn.
Intro.
Or we could hire somebody to do sound effects for us. Like, but with their mouth.
But what is? How is he gonna know what to do?
We're gonna have to, like, to write it down on his paper.
Air horn, and then like no, yeah. It'd be like a system. Like 1, 2, 3. He has like number. He reads. We do like number 10.
We do what?
We do number 10. We do a tall claw, and then we do a number 10.
Tall claw.
Or how about a number 9 is Geppetto?
Okay.
Or Pinocchio.
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 So you just write the number, then he does that.
Yeah.
Soundboard.
So you're like, oh, number 9. He's like, Pinocchio.
Okay.
Just like that.
So then if it is like number 2, it's like my. But if it is number 3, it's yours.
No, if it's number 3, it's gonna be my mouse voice.
Okay.
Who, me?
Okay.
Just like that.
Well, then what's your eh-heh?
Five is drive.
Nice. Oh, that was a quick one.
It was a good one. It was a breath of air.
Yeah.
Fresh breath. Prince.
Just like your
Belair.
Listerine mint strips.
Dude, if they stop making those, I'm going to be so sad.
Brian goes like a pack a day, I feel like.
No, a pack
like,
a day. There's
like
24 strips in there, baby.
Yeah,
I make that shit last.
Like 5 a day at least.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
So it's like 3 days.
It's like brushing my teeth. That's my, if I don't have toothpaste or like, let's say I spent the night somewhere else.
It's not like brushing your teeth.
A little, it has a fresher breath.
Yeah, it's like a, dude, no way. It has sugar in it, doesn't it?
I don't think so. It's Listerine strips.
So it's like mouthwash?
Yeah.
That melts in it so you can eat it?
Yeah. Have you ever seen those new ones where it's like the Cool Burst?
No. Do you have any?
It's so gross. No. It's like $5.
Do you have any right now?
A Listerine strip?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want
one? Is it in your pocket?
Yeah, dude, it's my back pocket, dude.
Is that like your chapstick?
Yeah, every time.
ASMR. I'll do an ASMR.
Do you want one?
Yeah.
Oh, would you like one?
One, please.
Would you like that? Let me feed
one
you, my little baby. Put your mouth open. Open for daddy.
So it's like tissue paper at first, and then it's like it's like a sushi seaweed, and then it turns into a plastic wrap, and then toothpaste.
Yeah. Toothpaste to end it.
And then when it goes up through your nasal cavity and it's like
mm-hmm.
fresh up there.
Mm-hmm.
You ever drink water after it?
Oh, it's cold. Ice
mm-hmm.
cold,
oh, I
baby.
Have beer now, though.
Mr. Freeze.
Okay, now here's the test. A rainy year.
Ew.
Oh, interesting.
You sound like a mad scientist.
It tastes
just
like
cured
a
cancer.
Like a Smirnoff Ice, mint flavored.
Ooh, Smirnoff
it's
Ice.
It's pretty good.
Ice.
Peppermint.
I was like, hey.
Smirnoff Ice.
Drink some of that Rainier and spit it in my mouth. Let's see if it tastes right. Actually, I can smell the Listerine though. But, ooh, mama, oh.
Yeah, Smirnoff Ice, mint. Cool mint.
Cool whip.
That's a new product idea. Drinks that taste like foods, like lasagna. Lasagna. Would you ever try a
liquid lasagna?
A lasagna milkshake.
That would be fucking gross.
It could be bomb, dude.
That in a milkshake.
You like?
What do you blend it?
Chicken, like fried chicken, or like loaded potato on a chip. It's a different form of it.
So wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Lasagna drinks. Liquid lasagna.
Like the food, but as drinks. So like...
Like a shot?
Like fresh breath as a Smirnoff Ice. Or like...
That'd be like drinking Listerine, though.
No,
unless
but, it,
really
no, but
like
it's
Listerine.
Like gum. It's like gum, like sweet, like a sweet mint. And then if you have lasagna milkshake, it's just like... I just touched that gummy and then put it back. It's like a thick milkshake, but it's like lasagna, so it's like... Median.
I disagree.
Cheesy.
I disagree. I would not want that.
But you like pina colada.
If you like,
no, like
pina colada.
Well, like key lime pie in yogurt form. So why can't you do food in the drink form?
It just doesn't work that way. What about food in the beverages? I want That's what I'm talking about. Damn. I meant whatever. You know what? Whatever. It's like, hey, you want this cake that tastes like soda pop? You're like, ew, no.
No, but if it was a flavored drink, it'd be different. I don't know.
I think you're a mad Maybe scientist. Not. Mad scientist.
Well, I brought a present for you, Brian.
Oh.
To open on the podcast.
Oh, all right. Let's do it.
There you are.
What the fuck is this? And my name's spelt wrong, you son of a bitch. God, I hate you. Thank you, though.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I opened presents. Oh, fuck yeah, brother. That's a dope-ass pin.
Yeah. Thank you. You got it.
It's, it says, Real Friends, Pizza, and the Fuck Yeah, Bro logo. Dope.
Yup.
Yup. Thank you.
I thought that was you.
That's my life. You know, everyone just knows me for that.
Do you have a
pizza pin? Pizza pillow?
Pizza pin?
A pizza pin. I have a pizza pin.
You do?
Somewhere in the archives. They're all in my trap bag.
Okay.
By the trap bag.
Shout out Mark.
Mrs. Mark. Mrs. Shout out
Mark.
Trap bag. The 405 shout trap bag. Trap bag.
Said
traffic.
At least it's shout back.
Oh, shout back.
It's a shout back.
Hey, shout back. Yeah, what's a shout back?
Shout back steakhouse.
Shout back.
That's
steakhouse.
When they just yell your order back to you after you order it.
Like, why would anyone go there? It'd be so obnoxious.
You got the lasagna and you got a chicken pot pie with a side of steak fries.
Excuse me.
You're like, I know, I just ordered that.
Excuse me. I wanted a lasagna milkshake, please. Said no
one.
One
lasagna
ever.
Milkshake with coconut shrimp as a as like a thing that hangs off the side, you know?
So,
dude, that's perfect.
Speaking of food, I just got a segue into
what about
this.
A marinara milkshake?
No, no, we're going to stop you right there. A marinara milkshake? Marinara sauce already thick as fuck, dude. Are you kidding me? You don't need any maltier? What is your problem?
But then you have
coconut
dude. Shrimp hanging
it's
on the outside of the glass.
It's not going to work. I'm sorry. Someone had to tell you that today. The liquid lasagna milkshake thing? It's not going to work, dude. I'm sorry. Everyone else at home is going to agree with
what
me.
What about if you put, like, beans
no.
and you added, sour, like, mayonnaise to them?
Oh, I hate you. Stop doing that. So,
to make it creamier.
One
like,
time.
Real authentic.
All right, we're just gonna stop it right there.
Refried beans.
Okay. You have that? So, we're... One time, me and a bunch of buddies were... This is a quick story, and then we can go on to our agenda.
I'm smearing up ice cool mint.
No, don't think so.
That's what it tastes like.
So, we were outside. We were, like, in your hood. We were, like, in Sacktown. We were in Sacramento.
Oh,
all the cool
Sacktown.
Kids. Did they say Sacktown?
West Sac.
What was the, hey, you going to Sack? Like, what would you guys say?
West Sock. West Sock.
White Sox? White Sox.
No, fucking West Side.
You said West Side in Sacramento. You
yeah.
like, West Side?
I was in West Roseville.
Ew. You'd say that?
Anyway,
like, you wouldn't be like,
I,
okay.
I throw up the W.
So, you're from Roseville.
Yeah.
So is Sacramento like, oh, that's Sacramento. Like, we don't say
shit
with Sacramento. What would you, was
it's
that
better
like,
now.
That was like the downtown, right?
Yeah.
So it was like, what would you compare Sacramento? Like, you know, like, let's say we live in San Francisco. Would you be like, oh, that's Daly City? Like, would you say stuff like that towards Sacramento?
No,
or like
San Jose.
Towards San Jose?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say about San Jose?
It's like city-like, but it's also dirty, but like tame dirty.
Tame dirty.
Yeah, like it's not obviously not San Francisco and Portland like.
Oh, it's like a mild.
It's like bad.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like trash and like, but it's like.
Sacramento's weird though.
It is weird.
Like,
because our capital, or well, not anymore, but it was
Sacramento's
our capital.
So weird because it was like a bunch of gangs and shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I thought it was just like not safe, but I was like, oh yeah, Sacramento, whatever, that's a normal town.
Yeah.
Like. It's, like, dangerous over there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Yeah, and then, like, I had a few buddies that lived over there, and they were like, yeah, there's, like, a bunch of, like, Crips and Bloods and stuff. And I'm like, wait, what? In Sacramento? Like,
yeah.
It's, like, heavily ganged areas in certain
pretty
areas.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, we would go up there to go skating.
Yeah.
So, we didn't think anything of it. Like, we drove, like, 3 hours, and then so... We were on our way, and we, like, went to Denny's, because that was, like, when you're 18.
Oh, classic, yeah.
You go to Denny's. It was, like, perfect, because you're, like...
After anything.
After anything, yeah. So it was like nine. It was
party.
Like 9 o'clock.
Like,
yeah, or like just later when you're 18.
Even if it's
it 1 a.m.
You're like, oh, Denny's is
hey,
open.
Nothing to do. Hookah bars closed. Let's go to Denny's. I can get the sampler plate. Yeah. Right? So we always went, and we're like, oh, yeah, yeah, let's go to Denny's, because I was in a big Denny's hype.
Mm-hmm. Or so, you have Mel's. Mel's was dope, too.
San Francisco?
No, in San Jose.
No, no.
Or we had that.
We had Denny's. Dope. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So we're walking, and so we're going to Denny's, and then so is me and a bunch of friends, mm-hmm. right? Out of nowhere, this homeless guy disappears, like, literally out of the bushes, right? And so, but he didn't, like, walk up to us. He kind of startled us, right?
Just flew out of the bush?
So he came out of the bush, and so I'll never forget what he said. You ready? Mm-hmm. Hamburger!
Oh, fuck.
He literally yelled, hamburger.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He was like...
Sorry, everybody. Your ears are now blown out.
But he's like, hamburger!
We need to lower that. What time was that at?
10 minutes.
10:41. Okay.
Sorry, I had to scare you.
Holy
shit.
So
he said that, and I was so scared that I literally was like, oh! Like, it literally freaked the fuck out. And I didn't say anything, and then we just went inside.
Oh my God.
I met the real hamburger. I met him.
Hamburger?
Hamburger. With the tall claws.
Tall claw?
Tall claws. Tall
claw. Too many crickets, man.
I fucking hate you, dude. Fucking Geppetto over there, dude.
Too many crickets and Geppetto. Let's just go on to, the Blazers game we went to.
I'll let you start.
Man, we went to, you know, when you're in a new city, it's fun to do some things you wouldn't usually do, so we bought cheap tickets to the Blazers game.
What is that voice?
I don't know.
that's your story voice.
A story voice.
It's your story voice. Worse.
It's like a dad voice.
It's different because I know how you speak.
Yeah.
So how I know you're telling a story, you do it kind of like an anchorman.
An anchorman.
A little like
welcome back.
Yeah. Like, all right. So there was this one time, you know, we got a little crazy, and
no,
we got a little
I think
wild.
It's my new cowboy persona.
Oh, cowboys! Let's make you nuts.
I'm a cowboy now.
I wanna be a cowboy, baby.
No, I'm like a rusty old cowboy, like a.
You're like a rusty
like
old
in Durango
spoon.
Or like, you know, like Southern Colorado where I just,
eat
beans.
I just
like,
eat my milkshake
jacket.
Lasagnas in
Lasagna
Sacramento.
Milkshake. Yeah, that's what I do.
But did he?
Because if you ain't cowboy, then you ain't shit.
I'm sorry, but did he ask you for a hamburger?
No.
He didn't. He asked me. Didn't give it to him because I was scared. Speaking of which, I had another
story.
Nope. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So
oh, wait, we have to start this story.
We got. Yeah. We didn't even start it.
My cowboy.
So
are you
we got cheap tickets to the Blazers game, and
you got them for free.
We got them for free.
We
got them for free. So we got free tickets. So we took the bus down, which we like. I never took the bus before. In Portland.
Yeah,
so it was
he's what we call a cowboy. He's not
cowboy
used to these city
cars.
Buses. These automobiles
city boy
on
anymore.
Wheels.
You ain't a city boy anymore, son.
Man, you want to be a cowboy.
I want to be a cowboy.
No, it's got to be the Kid Rock one. Want to be a cowboy, baby. Remember that song?
No.
Only Kid Rock.
I did not
listen
to Kid
you
Rock.
You did not listen to Kid Rock?
No.
Nobody did. But still, you can you know a Kid
Rock.
Kid Rock
is like an old Carl's Jr. Soda can in the back of like a Dodge Caravan.
wait, I'm sorry. What? Kid Rock was a.
Is like a Carl's an old Carl's Jr. Extra large soda.
Ooh, it crinkled.
Cup.
The soda's still in there.
Like maybe an inch of soda.
Yeah.
It's on the back of a Dodge Caravan. That's what Kid Rock is like.
That's how they hang out with Kid Rock.
Yeah.
I feel like Kid Rock was one of those where I didn't know what kind of music he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would do like crazy rap, rock, angry dad music.
Yeah.
And then he would do like a love song. And you're like, wait, I'm sorry. Who are you again?
Right.
Like, in the same album. Like, it'll just be like, wait, what? This song's about, like, partying and chicks and stuff. And then, like, the other song's like, I love you, baby. I want to marry you. And you're like, wait, is this the same guy?
Yeah.
Like, his album cover, I remember this because I was like 10, 11 or whatever. And I was like, that's cool. I want to listen to Kid Rock. And then so like I remember it had pictures of him partying in like a jacuzzi. And he was with girls and they had like pasties, right? And you're like, wait, what?
Is this porn?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And it's like shoots, like it was like little clips.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was like you're on your album cover. I'm like, this is lightweight like porn.
Right.
So being like 10 years old, of course I was staring at a CD all the time.
That's
and I was
why you
like,
love Kid Rock.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I wanna be a cowboy!
I could see some pasties.
I want to see Kid Rock's pasties.
You want to see his pasties?
Oh, I want to see his pasties, because that's the real deal.
Oh.
Anyways, Blazer game.
Did I tell you that I want to start doing stand-up?
Wait, you did?
I've been working on a stand-up, some stand-up.
Oh my god, is this what you did earlier with me and Allie?
Yeah.
You really want to do stand-up?
Yeah, so I was going to start doing stand-up, but then I feel like if I did, all of my jokes would go over people's heads. Because I'm tall.
Please do stand up, dude. I will support you. I will support you. Have you been to an open mic night?
Yeah.
It's awful.
Oh, I want to go to another one.
It's so cringy.
What was one that I did up in the attic? Oh, it was, okay, so. Hey, my name's Jake Williams.
I'm still on this, guys.
This is my stand up. I came back up because I have another joke to tell. So when I was a kid, I always thought that technology was like going to be in the future and all of like, I was seeing like flying cars and like big old screens everywhere and you can like video chat on like your wristwatch and everything. But now today it's like, okay, people are on like Segways that don't have seats or handles. So it's just like a foot Segway. And then you're trying to video chat your dad and your dad can't answer, and he doesn't know how to work on an iPhone, and he picks it up, and he's like, oh, hello? And then all of a sudden, I start talking on his phone. He's like, oh, where are you? What are you doing? Thanks.
What? What the fuck? So I get it, but, like, also, it kind of just sounded like, you were just making an observation. It didn't have, like, a punchline. There's no punchline.
That's what Allie said, too.
You need a punchline.
My lady Allie. Because she supports me, and she tells me that I'm not funny at all.
Yeah, no, that's why I encourage you to do it, because it's fucking terrifying. I mean,
like,
I will...
why not do it?
I will give you credit, because I won't do that. That sounds
but
terrifying.
What if you just tried it?
Well, like, the thing
wouldn't
is...
wouldn't that be crazy? Like, your life would never... You never would have never thought that you would try to do stand-up before, right? Ever.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
So just write something and go to open mic and try it one time.
That's the thing. I can't write.
I'll do it if you do it. We can do it together.
No. I will go there and watch you.
It's like
you.
Skydiving where it's like, I don't know, but it's also a crazy thrill.
I don't know. I'm not that good at presentations anymore.
But you're funny.
But like the thing is, so I can't plan it. Like if someone was just like, if I was just really drunk and they're like, hey, tell you an embarrassing story when you pulled your pants down. And I'm like, I got you. But right. Like if someone told me to write a joke, I don't think I would be able to, like, write a joke and be like, this would be great. Because the whole thing is, when I fuck around and, like, I will talk to people and tell stories and stuff like that,
yeah.
I cater to, like, the audience. So I'm like, yo.
That's what stand-up's about, though, is, like, looking at the audience and, like, trying to gauge people.
I don't know how they are, though. Because, like, there's a few different types of comedians, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like so if you can add on, or if you've ever been to like an open mic night?
I went to one in San Francisco at the laundry place.
So there's either the comedian that pretty much like makes fun of themselves and like puts pity.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, I didn't have a date today. I guess I'll just hang in the bathtub. And yeah. You're like, that's sad.
Right.
But it's relatable. And then it's quiet.
Like self-depreciating.
Yeah. And it's like, that. I feel like that's the one where, like, I'm not a comedian, but I feel like if that's something I could do, I could easily make fun of myself because I'm like, I make fun of myself all the time. But, like, I feel like if you don't have, like, a bit, you kind of can't go up there. I mean, like, I feel like with yours, you had to do, like, a punchline because it literally just sounded like you just, like, walked up and, like, hey, you just sound like a crazy person.
Yeah.
Of,
well,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. But, hey...
Oh, cool,
I got a
Brian.
Text
I
message.
I thought we were doing the...
Soundboard number nine. Anyways, Sacramento sucks.
No, I challenge... you and me to do sometime. Like, even if it's just, like, one or two jokes.
Oh, man. That sounds terrifying. But I'm not going to agree.
Who would care, though?
I would. No.
It was, people you don't know. You know what I mean?
We,
It's like, when I go to a different state by myself, I'm like, nobody knows me here. I could do whatever I want. I could be, like, a different person and try it out.
So would you go to a different state, or would you just go somewhere?
No, here? I would go somewhere where it was, like, a small place here.
But I mean, there's like a bunch of state. Open mic nights all the time.
Right. I want to do it.
Yeah, I encourage you.
And I think maybe I'll start off with a poem. Like reading a poem.
Yeah.
At like an open mic night.
You're an adult. You can do whatever you want. You know? You could be anything you want to be.
Exactly.
You know?
Do you ever have a dream that have a dream
that you could do anything? That you
could do anything? That's me.
Hamburger. That's all I got to say.
Hamburger lingers. Ooh.
Did we finish the game? The game?
The Blazer game?
The Blazer game?
Okay, so we went to this bar called Blackwater, which is a fantastic little vegan bar that has vegan foods, which are pretty good. And it's all
what else do they have there? They have the vegan bar that they have, vegan food.
They have, vegan chicken wings and vegan burgers and,
But when you said vegan, you didn't need to say vegan food.
Mac and cheese. Yeah, that's true. And it's, all goth-themed or,
it's
metal-themed,
punk-themed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
It's scary.
So we had a beer. I think we had a shot there. And I haven't done a shot in a long time.
I talked you into a shot. Yeah. Because I took a picture of you there.
You son of a gun. Oh, you did. That's correct. You
son of a gun.
Yeah. It was... Man, I haven't taken a shot in a long time.
Oh, they're awful.
Yeah, they're
still awful.
They're still bad.
I can't do it.
I thought I would get better at it. I did one in San Francisco last weekend, too.
You got better at it? What do you mean?
Yeah, I got better at it.
Oh, you don't cringe as much?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tequila and whiskey I could do.
Ooh, I'm always, I feel like if I don't do a face after I take a shot, I'm a robot.
Yeah.
I'm a machine.
Yeah.
You ever have those moments where you take down a shot and you see other people around you and then... you're not as suffering as they are.
You just jumped up a level.
Yeah, you're like, oh god, you guys can't hang.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those, because taking a shot, if you don't take them for a while,
ooh,
that's scary.
It's a lot.
They're like, here's a shot, I bought it for you.
I did two in San Francisco.
Oh my god.
I did a tequila shot at Underdogs.
Ooh, we used to do that all the time.
I was going to Southern, because I hit the classic. I did margaritas in the Southern.
Yeah.
And then I did at Madrone's at Motown Monday. Got my little dance on.
My favorite spot in the city. Got my dance on.
Yeah, I miss dancing. But I had another tequila shot there. And
it's so funny.
It's fun.
Because when you say get your dance on, it's just funny because when you say that, when anyone says that, they have their own way of oh, I got down. When you get down, when you go hard with your friends and your friends are going hard with you, it just hypes you up and you're like, okay, cool. Who am I? What am I doing? Look at us. I'm dancing on this stage.
That's going out of your comfort zone, I feel like, as well. Not as much as a stand-up or whatever, but going to a public place to go dancing, that's pretty scary, I feel like, for some people.
I feel like certain people, certain people can't.
Yeah.
You ever go to somewhere with a dancing and then there's someone that doesn't dance? You're just
okay.
You see them and you're like, hey, just don't be fucking weird.
Yeah.
That's always what you say.
Loosen your shoulders up and just kind of
feel. You just feel for it. If you have a song, everyone dances. I dance fucking stupid. I know I dance stupid.
I can picture, when you say the get down thing, I can picture you getting down right
now. Yeah,
getting
fucking hype, dude.
Yeah.
I haven't got down in forever.
Because we used to be the first
ones
on the
down.
Dance floor.
Got down. You know what we are right now? We're a bunch of older people talking about how we used to get down.
Used to get down.
But I can still get down,
I
baby.
I can get down. I got down 2 nights ago.
Oh, must be nice. Where was I?
We're going to go. We're going to go to Motown here.
We still need to go to Lovecraft.
I've already been to
Lovecraft. At Lovecraft. But still, I still want to go.
Yeah. But what's your favorite dancing music?
Ooh. Favorite dancing music?
Yeah.
It's gotta be... Well, I already know you're not gonna like this answer, but it's gotta be
the
fucking 80s. Bow, 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 bow. Number 5.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. It's gotta be 80s.
So, give me, a few bands.
Bands.
Or songs.
It's just, anything by The Cure. anything by New Order, like fucking Blue Monday.
Okay.
Like any fucking dancing song, you're like, oh, like fucking Flock of Seagulls. Any dancing song, you're like, oh, dude. Because people in the 80s, you don't see music videos. You don't see how they were in the 80s. They were probably fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So it's like every time I dance to 80s music, it's like you can make your own dance to that fucking song.
Right.
Of like, hey, this is really stupid, but it's working. And it's like Flock of Seagulls. I run so far away. And then you just like, couldn't get away. And you just start dancing and waving your arms.
Yeah.
No one's going to be like, excuse me, excuse me. A Flock of Seagulls is a formal song. We slow dance. Like, no one's going to say that to you.
Right.
They're going to be like, yeah, nobody knows how to dance this. Just do anything you want. And
right.
You just flail your arms like an octopus.
That's pretty good.
And you ask people for hamburgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like, for me, it's like funky, like, 70, like, disco-y stuff. Like, thinking, like, Prince and, like, Marvin Gaye and, like, stuff, you know?
Yeah.
That funky, like, Stevie Wonder and stuff.
Yeah.
Because that way I can just, like, you just kind of don't have, there's no rhythm, you just kind of like go with it. It's like, oh, yeah, I can just, like, kind of be squiggly.
Well, I mean, that's kind of how I
squiggly
feel.
Boy.
I could be a squiggly boy.
Yeah.
Squiggles. They call me Squiggies.
Squiggies?
Hey, you Squiggies? Hey, you know about Squiggies. So, yeah, you could, that's how you feel to, like, 70s, like, you know.
Right. Or the classics is the 2000s.
Yeah, like early 2000s. So there's a bar in Portland, right? I don't know if you know about this, but they have a Shaq night.
A what?
A Shaq night. A Shaquille O'Neal night. So they have a whole night where it's literally highlights and games of Shaquille O'Neal all over the bar, all over playing on all the TV screens.
What?
And then you just hang out with like Shaq in the background. And then so... Then, at midnight, they have Shaq time, and everyone takes a drink. And they
what
just
are you
yell.
Talking about?
Yeah, it's insane. It's fucking crazy. All right,
we should
it's
go
a bar. I
stuff.
Forgot what bar it's called, but I was supposed to go there with Logan and Elle. I know Emily probably knows, but, like, they have Shaq time. And it's fucking weird. Like, Tuesdays.
All
like,
right, we'll go to the next one.
But it's, like, Southeast. It's, like, out there. It's, like, Southeast, like, 60th or something.
Okay.
It's a doozy to get over there, but, like, it sounds fun.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Next week.
We'll next week.
We'll report back, too.
Report back.
How Shaq Knight was.
All
get
right.
Down with Shaquille O'Neal.
You trying to get down?
I'm trying to get down.
But let me ask you something. Geppetto?
Geppetto?
Or Pinocchio?
We didn't even finish the story about the Blazers game. Anyways,
we did not. We'll save that for another time.
All right. No, we have to finish it.
All right.
Okay,
all right,
so
we'll go over time.
Yeah.
We've been working for the weekend.
This is a special episode. It's been such a while. We feel bad. But we went to the Blazers game, and it was Brian's first Blazers game. I saw the little thing where you can get your like first game poster certificate. And so it was like, Brian, we got to get Brian one. So Brian went up there and got his, and then I went up there and got mine, and the lady asked what my name was, and so I said, Jacob. She goes, last name? I said, Dayog. And so she's like, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Jace is progressing his love for me.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're getting married in a few months. And she was also excited. And so we both had these certificates of love, which I think is still somewhere. But, and then we watched the game and somehow snuck down to get some sweet seats.
We literally were in the nosebleeds and we were so high up. I had no idea what was going on.
We were almost stoned because we were so high up.
Can we talk about that guy though before we got into the Blazers game?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the guy was just like yelling at the top of his lungs like, outside and we were
like
yo.
Just like at people.
Like, what is going on?
And he was going into the game too.
Yeah, and I was like, if this guy's going to be here, I don't know if I want to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would not have been fun.
No, not at all, because I would have been terrified.
But we made friends when we sat in our seats, and we took pictures with them. Remember that?
Dude, do you have those photos?
I do.
Oh my god, you gotta show them to me. I know I have them somewhere.
Yeah, and then we snuck down to the, like, floor level.
Because
we
used to do that Giants game, so we thought we can get away with it here in Portland, because nobody really cares. And we're like, alright, let's just try it.
There was, like, lots of empty seats we just tried.
Well, because me and Jake were also wearing, like, maroon beanies.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be like, oh... who's that very tall man and his child hanging out there? And they're like, oh, never mind. That's some creep with a beard and this tall guy. You know,
yeah, we should have worn beanies. We look
we looked so stupid. And so that's why she, like, went up to us. And she's just like, I'm sorry, you gotta leave. And we were like, I felt so stupid because I felt like I was a little kid with my, like, if someone pulled down my pants and I walked 10 feet. Yeah. People pointed and laughed. And like, who's that woman? And I'm like, I'm a man.
Yeah, we gotta dress, we should dress in the, like, dress shirts next time. And coats.
So like, oh, yeah, they're fucking techies. They're not gonna steal. They can afford this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That would be good. And then after the game, we were gonna walk home. Because it was a nice night out, I believe.
We decided we needed to walk. Because it's, like, honestly, like a 10-minute walk.
Yeah, it's
15.
15 minutes.
Maybe 20 minutes. 20 minutes, but we needed it.
And we could, like, talk in the walk, so.
Yeah, we walk and talk. We walk and talk.
Do you talk the talk or walk the walk?
I walk the talk.
Talk the walk?
Yeah. No, I'm all about the Waka Flocka.
Oh, Waka Flocka.
Waka Flocka.
Do that with no hands.
So that's your bit, right?
That's
there.
My bit.
And then drop
and
the mic.
And then drop the mic. I'm going to Waka Flocka on out of here. Thanks, everybody. That's soundbite number 6.
That's number 6.
Yeah.
6 is for dicks.
It's still slow. To
apparently, I'm a dick.
You are a dick.
Yeah.
So we went and got some road sods.
Some roads?
Some little... I think we got some peeps.
Yeah, we definitely got some peepers.
Some peepers.
Mr. Peepers.
But then also, for some reason, neither of us brought chapstick. So we bought 2 beers and 2 chapsticks. So we're going to buy one and share.
Well, I think the real question was that the... You know, Jake already said we were married. So we put his last name. And the real question was, hey... I can't kiss Brian unless I have the moistest lips.
Exactly.
And if, like, you want to keep, my last name, you better kiss him. Better kiss my lips. You know, like, what? No, it's not going to happen.
So, like a southern woman.
But, like, what was it? Like, the guy ringing up. He's like, oh, Blistex.
Yeah.
2 tall cans, 2 boys, Friday night.
Just the 2 tall can kissy boys.
Like, they thought we were just going to kiss each other all night and drink 2 beers. Which we did. But, like, you know, like, we keep our lips moist.
Exactly, because we got a nice walk, you don't want to get those chapped lips. You want to keep them moist for kissing.
Blistex, sponsor us. So, I guess that wraps up...
That wraps up the lips.
That episode, yeah. Kiss me...
Goodbye.
Kiss me goodbye.
Kiss me goodbye.
Till next time.
We bid you adieu.